William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Black Ascot by Charles Todd, performed by Simon Preble. Chapter 1. Ascot Racecourse, England, June 1910. Ascot this year was very different from Ascots of the past. Yes, the horses were running, society was present in force, and the preeminent racing programme of the season was as fashionable as ever. But Edward VII had died, and England was in mourning. Ascot was in mourning. This year, the elegant gowns, the sweeping glory of women's hats, the lace parasols, were entirely black. Alan Barrington, standing near the royal box, looked down at the melancholy sea of silk and lace moving gracefully along the rails, waiting for the first race to begin, and considered it rather macabre. Edward, of all people, would have preferred the flamboyant colour and excitement he loved. The men looked like so many walking crows, and the women like witches who had discovered smart shops. He knew it was bitterness that made him see the scene before him as a mockery of his own grief. Not for Edward, of course. While he'd known the king rather well, he hadn't loved the man or the monarch. His mourning was for a friend, dead before his time, and one of those walking crows...